Professor Mark Edwards has become renowned as the leader of the Flint Water Team. That's a nearly 40-member group of civil engineering students and staff from Virginia Tech University. Its work first confirmed the health threat facing residents after the switch to Flint River water 2 years ago. As government on all levels continues working to make Flint water safe, the Water Team plays a central role analyzing the water. I spoke with Dr. Mark Edwards late on Friday. I first asked him about the community's response to the recent announcement by the EPA that filtered Flint water is again safe to drink, including by pregnant women and children.
How do you think people respond when all trust is lost? I think we're seeing it playing out. The filters have always been working very, very effectively to remove lead in water. And the federal agencies involved were erring on the side of caution. They wanted to get additional data to make sure that the filters were working effectively. And they've done that over the last several months. And the EPA has tested water from the very, very worst taps. And in every case, the filters are doing a great job of removing lead. So when this announcement was made, I guess I'm not surprised that many people in Flint, including some of my closest friends in Flint, are never going to be willing to believe that the filters are safe. So it's kind of a scary tale, actually, of when trust in government, when trust in science is lost, and even very, very good data showing that something is safe is not going to be trusted, and that's the case with filters in Flint right now.
Do you think that might change in the weeks or months to come?
I think it will for many residents. I mean, some obviously and with good reason will never trust or drink tap water again. My good friend Leanne Walters is in that boat, as are many other Flint residents who are scared to take baths or showers. And I think we all understand how that could happen. But I think for the average Flint resident that they see the state and the federal government are now trying their best to rectify the situation. And all the scientific data is clear that these filters work, and they work very effectively.
If it takes a lot of people a long time to resume drinking tap water, what impacts is that likely to have?
I don't think it's a huge impact. It's an inconvenience for them because they have to use bottled water, and you know, it's probably actually safer and better for them to use the fresh water that's filtered right out of the tap than the bottled water that's been sitting in those plastic bottles now for many, many months. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, drinking water is not the major source of water in Flint. It's not a huge cost to pay for a few liters that you drink per person every day. And also in the context of flushing the system, it's not a big deal either. I mean, most of the flushing of water comes from washing dishes or bathing or showering or flushing toilets. So the real cost is just, you know, it's a shame the filters work and the residents are going through the inconvenience and of bottled water.
I assume you were at the heart of the process that led to the decision here. Remind us what threshold was passed that made filtered water drinkable again?
It really started out with just the National Sanitation Foundation had this threshold of 150 parts per billion, which they do their test at, and they're willing to rate their filters up to that level. And so anyone who makes a product, they want to make sure that it's not misused. At no point did NSF say that above 150 parts per billion, the filters would not work, especially in Flint, where a lot of the high lead results are particulate lead. They're little pieces of lead that you can easily filter out of the water. It's the soluble lead that's a little bit more challenging to filter. So even from the start, when we were getting very high lead levels, I knew based on our decade of experience that these would work. But if you're a federal agency or you're concerned about the safety of pregnant women and children, which we all are, and you see that they're only rated to 150 and you have brief moments in houses where it's above that level, it was wise to get additional test data just to make sure that for the specific circumstances in Flint, the filters would work. And it's taken a long time to get that data. And that data's come out the way I thought it would, which is the filters work even if the water occasionally has lead levels in the thousands of parts per billion. So it was really just confirming that the recommendations of the manufacturer, the set point at which they would rate and certify the filters, in practice you could go well beyond that without any problem.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Edwards of the Flint Water Team at Virginia Tech. Last week, the State Department of Health and Human Services announced Genesee County's first case of Legionella here in 2016. Is your team responding to that in any way?
We have been working very intensively on the Legionella problem since we first predicted it would occur last summer. And when we found out that there were the two spikes that occurred in 2014-2015 and the deaths, we've really been looking at this very intensively in collaboration with the state and the federal relief efforts. And, you know, I can tell you everyone is taking this very, very seriously. Earlier this summer, we made decisions that left no stone unturned in terms of trying to make sure that this Legionella outbreak, if it was tied to the water, and we all think it was, would not reoccur. So this has been addressed at every level, the flushing program that the state paid for, making sure chlorine levels are high, the recommended additional chlorine capabilities just in case it was needed, and those are being installed. And we were also on the ground last week in Flint looking at water heaters there just to make sure that things are as good as we think they are. And so far, so good.
The reports I've read suggest that health officials have never conclusively linked the Legionella outbreak in 2014 and into 2015 to the switch to Flint River water. Is that accurate, and is that something we'll ever learn the answer to?
Well, there's really no other plausible explanation on the table at this point, so it's as close to being certain as you can get without being certain. I think most scientists who've looked at the data and most health officials think there was definitely a connection. But it depends on the degree of certainty that you want to have. Is it 100%? No, not yet. But everyone is acting as if it was the cause, and we're making sure that to the extent we're able to, does not reoccur.
How do you assess the role that state agencies, the DEQ and the Department of Health and Services, how do you assess the roles that they are playing now in Flint?
I think since they did deserve a lot of criticism, obviously, for the 18-plus months that Flint residents were drinking this water. Federal law was not being followed, and you had the damage to the head and the Legionella. But ever since they realized that flood lead of Flint children was rising, they have been doing a great job. And I would be the first to criticize them. I thought otherwise. But, you know, from the moment they saw that data, and I certainly will criticize their actions up to that point, they have been doing everything possible to protect Flint residents to try to get this them back on its feet.
What about EPA and other federal agencies?
Well, with the EPA, I'm of two minds, one of which is the normal people who are there day in and day out working with the city of Flint. They're doing a great job. They're doing everything that the EPA should do from, you know, so I can't say enough good about that. I am a little bit upset that the EPA has not taken their share of responsibility for this, creating this mess in the first place, but that's a decision that's being made at an administrative higher level, and, you know, so on the one hand, they're doing a great job, and on the other hand, it's a little bit disappointing, and but that's the way it is.
What about the city of Flint? What kind of work do you think they're doing now?
They're doing great. You know, I mean, they're under capacity, and we have to build capacity in the city so that they can actually, you know, do the pipe replacements and make sure the water's safe and appropriately build people for water use. And, you know, all of these things are going to take time, but I can tell you everyone at the table, and that includes the city, state, and the feds, they're doing their best, and they don't always agree on every single thing, but from my perspective, their heart has been in the right place, and everyone is working very, very hard on this issue.
Our guest is Dr. Mark Edwards of the Flint Water Team here on WKAR's Current State. Last month, after a lot of deliberation and disagreement, the city decided to go ahead with the plan involving the Carignan-Di Water Authority, which will mean Lake Huron water will be coming to Flint next year, as I understand it. Does a switch to yet another source of water concern you?
I don't think so, for two reasons. First, the EPA is going to make sure this time that the staff at the Flint plant are going to be able to treat this water. In addition, this water is much easier to treat, and it's the exact same water, essentially, that the Detroit is treating and sending to Flint. So there is really no change in the water at all from what they're currently getting, except they're going to have to treat it. And I think it's clear that, you know, the time that the water's come online is going to be delayed to make sure that all the resources and staff and training are in place to make sure it's done right.
Does your team's work have a particular focus right now?
We are working on both the possible Legionella issues in Flint, making sure that the system is being operated. We just completed a study of water heaters in Flint to see whether some kind of enhanced flushing of those heaters would be desirable to improve the safety and quality of the water, and we should know the results of that in the next couple of weeks. We are also coordinating with Flint residents again in the next few weeks to resample for the third time the houses that showed the widespread lead problem across the city. And we're hoping this time that the results are under federal law, but it is what it is, and it's going to take as long as it takes to get safe water back to Flint. We should know the results of that by about early August. So it'll be this week and next week they'll be distributing the bottles to resample those homes with high lead in Flint.
Flint's crisis led to more reporting and to a discussion of lead rules and infrastructure, really for the country. As the situation in Flint slowly improves, do you fear that urgency about lead and infrastructure might be lost?
Well, it's always a possibility, and I hope that doesn't occur. I mean, if after the fiasco in Flint, if that didn't expose what a joke the National Lead and Copper Rule is and how people around the country are taking safe water for granted, sometimes with no good reason, I don't know what will. And as you've said, we've seen problems with lead in schools across the country. We've seen problems with lead in water and other utilities using cheats to hide lead in water problems. And it did spark this national conversation, and if this doesn't give rise to something that tries to get this fixed, and again, we're not even talking about a new law here. All we're talking about is following the existing law that we as a society passed and expected was in place to protect us from lead and water. But if we can't, you know, follow the old law and improve it so that our kids are protected, then, it's a sad day in America. But I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that we're going to learn from this mistake and get some things fixed.
You and I last spoke in February. There have since been two sets of charges, one criminal, one civil, filed against individuals on one hand, the criminal charges, and engineering companies on the other. Those are the civil charges. I'm wondering if you're following those and if you have any thoughts about them.
I think that they've charged the core bad actors at the state who had the job of making sure the federal law was being followed and were working overtime to try to cover this problem up. That's based on my reading of the emails and my 12 years working on similar matters. So I think that, this is where it goes, though. It's very hard to be successful in prosecuting criminal acts if they're conducted by civil servants. And we'll see how it all plays out.
We want to thank Dr. Mark Edwards, who heads the Flint Water Team at Virginia Tech, for his time here today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
And a reminder for current state listeners in Flint, remember the Empower Flint mobile app. You'll find the latest news and information on water safety, lead levels, and more. Download it on Android or your iPhone, the Empower Flint app from Michigan State University and WKAR, Mid-Michigan's NPR and PBS stations. Mm-hmm.